My name is Chris Fredericks. I work the graveyard shift at Randy's Donuts.
I am pretty passionate about donuts. Actually, I've always been, like, growing up. The first time I ate Randy's Donuts, I was probably in middle school. My dad had brought it home. And it was, I always liked their buttermilks. I'd eat like one donut at least per shift, even if I'm trying to cut back, because the buttermilks, when they're made fresh and you dunk them in milk, oh my goodness, amazing. So it's like, even if I'm not in the mood for donuts, if I'm bored, I'll eat one. So like, that's a problem too. Honestly, my favorite kind of donut is really like a pastry, you know, like a raspberry and cream cheese kind of pastry, you know, or like a one that has like coffee cake kind of sugar on it with like cream cheese, that type of stuff. Yeah, the best-selling donut would be the Big Texas. It's just a huge version of the regular one, but it's probably like as big as your face, you know? And especially fresh, yeah, it sells out immediately, basically, as soon as we tell people we have it. I do have to deal with a lot of angry people, because in the graveyard shift, what often happens is by the nighttime, we've sold out of everything, you know, that we had during the day. So people will come and wait in these long lines just to like, for us to not have bear claws, you know, and they're mad at me when I'm the one that like sold it to all of these people, you know, you see the long line, you know, or just, they don't call in to see if we have something. They just come here wanting like one thing and then we don't have it. And then that just ruins their day, you know? So we do get a lot of people with like bad attitudes, and you don't really, you can't, or you shouldn't take these things home with you, you know? You kind of put it also into perspective that sometimes people are having bad days and you don't really know what happened before they get there. And maybe if you're just like nice to them regardless, by the end of the transaction, they'll probably like warm up to you and even tip you sometimes. Every once in a while, we do give away free donuts. At the end of the night, actually, we round up the ones we didn't sell, and we just we give them away to a church, I believe. But if the occasional homeless person comes by, you know, we do give them like one of our donuts. Yeah. The sort of lure of like coming and working around donuts has gone away. On the positive side, I haven't gotten sick of it necessarily, because the smell hasn't made me like nauseous being around them. But yeah, now I associate it with just like survival. I want to do other things. You know, like I want to model. You know, I'm very into fashion. So like I really do this out of like necessity, just to be able to take care of myself.